This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Amid sustained nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. Reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals, Trump said in the White House Rose Garden before signing the document titled Safe Policing for Safe Communities. The order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities, the president said. The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, an issue cited by demonstrators across the country. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lost little time in responding to the president's order with a critique. She called the order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality. The United Nations is urging China and India to exercise maximum restraint after a violent fight broke out Monday between soldiers from both sides of a remote Himalayan border. It was the worst clash between the two nuclear-armed neighbors in 45 years. UN spokeswoman Eri Kaniko said, "We are concerned about reports of violence and deaths at the line of actual control between India and China. We take positive note of reports that the two countries have engaged to de-escalate the situation." A U.S. State Department spokesperson said the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation and supports a peaceful resolution. India said 20 of its troops were killed and 17 hurt on Monday. It also said a number of its soldiers were taken prisoner. China gave no information on any casualties and blamed the Indians for provoking the fight. This is VOA News.